Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Top of the hour, Bill Cowher, that rhymes, said something very interesting about the Steelers yesterday. We're going to play that clip and riff on it a little bit. Bob and I and Limits all feel that the Steelers right now appear to be a very legitimate contender in the AFC. And I haven't felt this way in a long time, probably since 2020. I mean, when you're 11-0, even though, you know, some of that, as it turned out, was a little bit deceiving, I still thought, okay, here's a team that could do damage in the AFC playoffs. But once the Bud Dupree injury happened, things seemed to come unravel. By the way, you see Bud with two sacks yesterday.
Yeah, he's still playing well. And here's the thing. You don't know about how things are going to work out. There could be injuries. There could be a lot of things.
Well, there already is with Highsmith, right?
Yeah, but just when you see things going well, all of a sudden it changes. It's not necessarily even injury related. I looked at the Eagles last year, how they were playing. All of a sudden, just a nosedive for just no reason. They had some injuries, yes, but their performance changed. So, long way to go, and I'm sure Mike Tomlin will phrase it that way. He's not going to look too far down the road.
Let's hit the phone lines, see if people agree with this. Limits, who do we got?
Let's start with Dante in the car.
Dante, talk to Bob Pompeiani.
Hey,
what's
Mr.
up,
Pompeiani?
Dante, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Yourself?
We're good here. Anytime I have a chance to spend time here with Joe and Limits, I'm good.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I wanted to mention that I think we've seen enough of a sample size that we know this is for real with Russell Wilson, and they are good enough to compete all the way to the end, as are a number of other teams. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm curious as to what you think. They have $13 million extra dollars under the cap this year that they could use to get another year out of Russell Wilson and keep this window open beyond this season. I'm going to shut up and listen.
Well, that's going to be one of the decisions of this offseason. There's no question, Dante, what they do and how they view their quarterback room. It's interesting to note that both of those guys will have their future paths determined by them. There's nothing holding them back. They're both going to be free to do whatever they want to do. So you have to, you know, navigate what you think. I don't know. The question for me with Wilson is, I just told you, we watch Aaron Rodgers fall off dramatically. When you get to a certain age, that does happen. So how much does he have really left? And does Justin Fields stay around if he believes he could be the next guy in line, whenever that may be? How much will he cost? So, you know, I don't know. That's a good question for now. How would you answer that, Joe?
I mean, my sense is that Russ wants to win at this point in his career, that he's made a ton of money. His wife makes a ton of money. I wouldn't blame him for going for every dollar. I never do. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that he would re-sign here, you know, on the Geno Smith plan, maybe something like that, Bob. Certainly not elite quarterback money.
How about the Baker Mayfield money?
Yeah.
That kind of money.
At least that's what I'm thinking. And then Justin Fields, man, I'm 50-50 right now. I think he just may move on. I think somebody else might have been more enamored with what he did here than the Steelers apparently were. I think we forget that he's not like right out of college, that we have a pretty large sample size. He's a guy that can win you some games. He can, but I just don't think on the passing side of it, he's going to get you where you want to go.
Yeah, I expected that to be a little bit better, although I was encouraged again in that Washington game in the second half when they were down big. He had to unleash the down-the-field throws, and he was good in that game.
So the Indy game, you mean?
What did I say? Yeah, the Colts game.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
Yeah.
But that's the MO, right? You see some spectacularness with him, and then he sort of crashes back down.
He just has to take his time in the pocket a little bit more, not so be quick to run, because that's his strength, but you have to sometimes wait and let things develop around you. And if you do, things open up down the field just a split second longer.
Russell Wilson, three games with the Steelers. He's obviously 3-0, and his numbers are 737 pass yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, 1 rushing touchdown, and a 105.9 passer rating. And I would argue a couple of things. One, he should have a couple more touchdowns. It wasn't his fault that one got called back and one Pickens didn't get 2 feet down last game. And also, the interception was basically a punt. In fact, they measure these things now. And I read this morning that it was the least impactful interception Wilson has thrown since 2018. Bob, can you believe that people track that?
I believe people track everything. They track everything these days.
It was basically a punt.
Yeah, and that's okay. Now, he knew what he was doing there, and that was going to be – I thought it was a good play by Pickens to somehow get his hand on him because I didn't think he did fast motion. I thought he was going to have a 39-yard return, and that would have changed things. That's a little play, but it was a big play.
He seems very engaged in all facets of the game right now, George Pickens does. And how about his numbers? In Wilson's 3 starts, Pickens has 14 catches for 276 yards. That's a 1,500-yard pace. And 2 touchdowns that, again, could easily be twice that. It's just things have changed here in a lot of different ways, some of them not even measurable by Russell Wilson's presence. Next.
Mike in Maryland was there at the game.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on, fellas? I really want to talk about Russ. Kind of gone completely 180 on him. I don't know if you know this, Beef. I didn't know about it until somebody had told me. But I guess Future is a rapper used to date Sierra back in the day. I don't know. Anyways, they were playing Future songs through the whole game, like trolling him. And I found myself at the game, obviously rooting hard and going back and forth. And I was like, I have gone 180 on this guy, from thinking he's so corny to I'd rather have Justin to I'm 100% behind this guy. And just his emotion at the end when they jumped off sides, it's like, it's contagious. And, you know, I just thought it was a neat experience. But yeah, we took that place over. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I respect what he is. I respect what he is as a family man. All the things he's done. I mean, this guy is not just a really good quarterback and has a history of success that will land him in the Hall of Fame, you would think, one day. But also, he's involved in a lot of stuff. Wherever he goes, it didn't matter if it was Seattle, Denver, Pittsburgh, he's involved in local stuff. He gets to Children's Hospital. He's legit like that way. He's old school. He's faith-driven. Everything about him I respect as a player and as a person.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a horrible rap, really, in both his play and his just personality and demeanor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Now, I don't think there's any doubt when he went to Denver, he went too far. That stuff when he arrived there was ridiculous. But we all get to make mistakes, right? I mean, I thought he bounced back in a big way in year 2 in Denver. And I kept hearing from people like Mark Schlereth, but a lot of other people, that last year in Denver, don't believe the numbers. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and one of the better passer ratings in football. And he beat 5 playoff teams in a row and didn't throw a pick. What am I not to believe there?
Yeah, that was strange.
That it was fake?
That sounded like a personal vendetta more than anything.
But there were a lot of people, obviously, Bob, who didn't believe in Russ's numbers because teams are desperate for quarterbacks, and the Steelers were pretty much the only one that guaranteed him, you know, at least pole position. So I would say most of the league didn't believe that was real. Such was the trauma from the year before of watching him in that offense, but I think we know now that was a Nathaniel Hackett production, not a Russell Wilson production, right?
Yeah, I think the offensive coordinator has a big say in what goes on, and we're watching it here in Pittsburgh. The fact that, you know, Matt Canada was here and not progressing in any way, and a lot of the same kind of play calls are happening. All of a sudden, Arthur Smith comes in, and You can tell that with this quarterback, and this is why Mike Tomlin made the move. He wanted to see what this would look like with that quarterback and his history, and given what he does, you know, combined with a play calling that was more aggressive, and all of a sudden the Steelers have become a team that can score 27 to 30 points, and that didn't happen for 3.5 years.
And in a conference with those quarterbacks, with these quarterbacks, that makes all the difference. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, you can check in on limits via our text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And of course, our six-pack, brought to you by Bet365. Wanted to shout out Jaden Daniels, too. I thought against a good defense yesterday, he deserved a better fate. I thought his receivers let him down. But I also think he's a class act, and that shone through when Highsmith got hurt, and Daniels made it a point to go over when Highsmith was getting helped off the field and tap him on the shoulder pads. I feel like that kid is a star and also a class act, Bob.
I totally agree, and he's been thrown into this. He's slender. I think he's going to have to put on a little bit of weight here just to ensure that he doesn't get knocked out of games. But everything that he does is very professional in nature. It looks like he's been around for a long time. You can look at young quarterbacks who don't have the experience. There are a lot of things that become very clear that they're not ready for this. In his case, he's been ready, and he's made some clutch throws from the pocket on the money. Unfortunately for him, he had 5 drops, and 3 of them I thought were significant in that they could have turned into something.
Yes.
And so that you can never go back and change that, but that was big for the Steelers.
None bigger than the Zach Ertz drop, in my mind.
Yeah, and there was no one around. I don't understand what happened with that play. I mean, just other than
Well, Elliott was trailing him, and as Davis said on the broadcast, that was going to be a difficult tackle. Now, Elliott makes those. I think he would have brought him down. But it was basically Ertz with a head start, and he just dropped it. A perfect throw. Keanu Benton made a great play, too.
Yeah, he's been good. Their defensive line generally has been very good. Ogunjobi, every now and then.
He played a good game.
He makes a significant play. There's no question. So all that stuff works well for them. But, Jaden Daniels is going to be a star in this league. There's no question. If he isn't already.
Yeah, I would argue he already is. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 60 today with sunny skies. A beautiful Veterans Day and a salute to all our veterans and their families for sacrificing what they have to make our lives better. Bob, I know you share in that sentiment.
I know a lot of people who've done that, who have sacrificed, who have had problems since they've returned and still are active. This is about active military people here as opposed to Memorial Day, where we're talking about people who've given their lives for this. So I can't say enough. I think Veterans Day should be every day. In the sense that you should, every time you see somebody who is wearing a military uniform, go up and tell them what you think about them, because they don't necessarily expect that, but they appreciate it when they get it, because they know the people have benefited from their willingness to do what a lot of people wouldn't want to do, and they volunteer to do it at start. So congrats to all of them, and all the local people that I know, just salute to you for what you do.
Coming up next, you and Bill, you're going to hear what Cowher had to say about the state of the Steelers. The lines are lighting up like Mulsey at a craft beer house, like Pony at a Syracuse game, like a pinball machine, like a Christmas tree. Does anybody else want to jump in and help me here? Bob?
Limits? Donnie at a football game.
Like Donnie at any football game. Like Bob at the Nutcracker Ballet, Bob?
Sure, I light up for that. Crowley at a West Virginia
tailgate. Crowley at a West Virginia tailgate. Very good.
I saw Crowley at a Pitt tailgate the other day when we were doing a pregame show for Pitt in Virginia, and he was very comfortable at home.
Wearing Pitt Virginia gear?
It doesn't matter. He'll back it up, and he also understands that Pitt beat his team, so he doesn't have much leg to stand upon.
What a nice man he is, huh, Bob?
Really good hair, too.
I've noticed that. Yeah, better hair. Crowley or Limits? Tough one, ain't it?
I think Crowley's thicker. I mean, it reminds me of Rich Walsh. I work with Rich, and I can't. That's like going through a forest. I don't think it ever moves. Crowley has more of that kind of hair. Yours is like it's thicker than mine, but it reminds me of George Jetson.
That's George a compliment. Jetson. Yeah, do you know of George Jetson?
I do, the Jetsons.
Yeah. Best three heads of hair in Pittsburgh sports media. Do we just name them? Crowley, Walsh, and Limits?
That could be. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else is in there.
Limits? I know a guy with your hair notices other guys who have good hair, right?
Yeah, Richie is definitely number one on that list, because if there's like one half of a hair out of place, he seemingly has to fix it. Is that the case, Bob?
I got to put Category 5 hairspray on to keep it from moving. He doesn't. It just stays. It's in place no matter what.
Are we missing anybody, Limits?
I don't think so.
I don't think so
either. You ever see Nick Farabaugh's flow he has?
No.
Him and Isaac Sayamalo. Yeah, no, you might get him confused.
You know Nick Farabaugh,
Bob? He has a healthy lettuce pack. Yes, he does.
Does he?
Yes, he does. I will say that.